April, not Easter. Now, there's two words that should never be used together in a sentence. It's unnatural, but not unexpected. We've had such an easy winter here in Maine. We got lulled into taking our snow tires off and putting away the shovels, scoops, and roof rakes. But Mother Nature had other ideas. Oh, what a kick in the pants. But us Mainers are hardy. We do what needs to be done to put things back in order. We bounce back, like crocus and daffodils, all of us looking for the sun. Charlie had some cleaning up to do in the yard, as you can imagine. I'll let him tell you about it.
Such is April. Tons of blowdown from the storm, just when it was getting warm and buds were showing in the trees. Along it comes, this wicked breeze. A big nor'easter, don't you know, with rain and half a foot of snow, burying our little crocus. Oh, but then what really woke us was this great enormous crack coming from the trees out back as several branches weighted down fell kerplunk upon the ground. At the mess we stood and stared. Thankfully, the shed was spared. The snow backed off a bit at 5. I suited up to clear the drive. Snowblower tried to ask it nice, but did the darn thing start? No dice. All right, I told it, be a poop. I'll just grab my trusty scoop. But man, that snow was thick as sludge. I could barely make it budge. Another battle nature's won. Winter, would you just be done? Such is April, no surprise. Sure, we wish for nicer skies. But even though we've had enough, we must continue hanging tough. 3 days later came the sun. By then, the melting had begun. And reappearing, hocus pocus, stood our line of little crocus. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.